Eleni, Duka Mwa Maleni. Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And it's 4 minutes into the hour of 11. And if you are new, you'd be glad to find out that this gem or this DJ, this comedian, this very tall, dark and handsome, muscular guy from all the way from Kavango is just getting started, because we're going to be here until the hour of one as always. And it's music and humor weekend time. That's all I do when I get into this seat. Now, that is just one of those theme songs I decided to pick for December. And since this is the last Mind the Gap of 2025, let's make it worthwhile. Let's make it count. And wherever you are tuned in, thank you for tuning into Eagle FM. Thank you for listening to yours truly here, Mwa Helmed, and thank you for tuning into Mind the Gap. And I'm just gonna go ahead and assume that first of all, you like comedy, and two, you're smart enough to understand my very convoluted humor, and three, you are tolerant enough to just zone out of my stuttering and repetition of a bunch of words, so that you can just put the pieces of what I'm trying to say together and just go through with it, and understand what I'm trying to say at the end of the you're putting in the effort, so I'll do my best not to make your life difficult. So let's do this. African Union, let me just put that here. Let me start with this. African Union, Ethiopia, Somaliland, Great Britain, United States, Israel. See you guys tomorrow morning, because boy, do we have a lot of things to talk about. Now that we have that out of the way, let's just focus on Eleni Tukamwa Maleni for now. Because the recognition by Israel of Somaliland. Oh boy, did it send me down a historical rabbit hole. And as you all know, two of my favorite things are history and comedy. Actually three. It's my girlfriend, history, then comedy. Just in case she's listening, you never know.
This is a December song.
For today, what I'm going to focus on is just how dumb human beings are. And for that, we are going to use one of the sources that I'm going to use is a book called The Three Body Problem by Lien Shi Jin. Yeah, still learning to pronounce that name. He's a cyberpunk and science fiction writer, and he's writing. I mean, he's an engineer. Well, he's a computer engineer. So, his works indicates that he may as well just, I think he will make an excellent psychologist because of the way that he sums up somewhat, human social interactions. The stupidity part is what I'm here to focus on. The genius part, not my favorite part, and also not the mind, the gap-ish type of content. Now, the Three Body Problem, one of his works, actually one of my favorite works by that gentleman, he tries to sort of like address one question that is that has baffled science and science fiction lovers and science fiction lovers alike. Scientists and science fiction lovers alike. And at this point you're saying, what's the difference between scientists and science fiction lovers? I like science fiction lover. I am a science fiction lover. I like science fiction. I'm not a scientist. That's what I mean. So the question he's asking is that if you look at the size of the universe, the short answer is, for one, we don't know how big it is. Is it possible there are other humans somewhere who may look somewhat different, but they are just socially, scientifically, politically, maybe smarter / stupider than we are? Is it possible? So in the Three Body Problem works, Sishin tries to look at it from the angle of what if security, is the reason behind we have not found each other. We haven't found any extraterrestrial living organisms, and we haven't, and they haven't found us. At least the quote-unquote intelligent ones, they haven't found us. What if the reason behind that is purely based on survival? Which makes a lot of sense. Because for a very long time, just let's just come back from, you know, from Andromeda and all other galaxies. Let's just look at it from our own species as human beings on this planet. For a very long time, we were just scattered a bunch of warring tribes. Fighting over land, fighting over especially grazing land and farming land. And the main water sources, like this river belongs to us, our grandparents were the first one to settle here. We're still kicking the heck out of that. To this day, Namibia and South Africa won't talk about where their border, where exactly to draw the border between Namibia and South Africa and the Orange River. We don't talk about that. So, the primitive human nature of us, especially when it comes to resources, is still there. It's just that we think we are different because we have smartphones. We are, newsflash, we are so not different. We are still our ancestors' kids that were fighting over, you know, streams of water and mountains of grazing land and mountains of hunting land. We're still there. It's just that, it's just the resources that have changed. Our ancestors kicked the heck out of each other over, you know, over grazing land. We are kicking the heck out of each other over mining rights. What's the difference? They were looking for animals. We are looking for a bunch of rocks. We are looking for rocks, people. Rocks. Our ancestors will be so proud of us. They were killing each other over food. We look at them and go like, I mean, those guys were just killing each other over food. I mean, we have so moved on from that. We are killing each other over rocks. And you think we have moved on? Nah. If anything, if you ask me, we are even dumber. Believe me. Minus our smartphones, boy oh boy, are we dumb. Again, let me repeat that again. Let that sink in. Our ancestors fought and killed each other over food. And we look down on them and say, no, we are more developed. We are developed civilization. We have invented fast transport, fast communication, fast this and fast that. Therefore, we are more advanced. May I repeat that? Our ancestors who we look down on killed each other over food. We killed each other over rocks. We still do, actually. We kill each other over rocks. We kill each other over pieces of paper we have printed. We call it money. We're killing each other over that. In Christmas night, when we're all setting up, you know, all those Christmas trees and fireworks and stuff, Donald Trump was busy bombing the heck out of northern Nigeria. Why? It's because the northern part of Nigeria worship a different god than the one that the guy's dropping the bomb wanted them to worship. And we are an advanced civilization, people. We are advanced civilization. We have moved on from our primitive ways of doing things. But if we look at the things that we do, you see, this is why this is why I'm not becoming I'm slowly beginning to hate mainstream media. Because they don't talk about these things. They are busy being politically correct. Which is why I thank Eagle FM all the time for giving me a microphone so I can talk about it. Imagine, you are calling yourself an advanced civilization. You are smarter than your old forefathers who were killing each other over things like food. But you are dropping bombs on a church because they worship a different god than the one that you believe in. And also, by the way, a bunch of radicals from that side of religion, they are kidnapping other people from, kidnapping people from a different type of religion because, well, their god is just, different from ours. And actually, ours has more muscles and spiritual muscles than theirs. Therefore, we just kidnap them and torture and rape them. And we have so moved on from our primitive ways. No, we haven't. So, when you just look at that basic,
you know, barbaric human interaction, you begin to understand why Liu Cixin points out that there's an excellent reason. If there are aliens out there, there's an excellent reason why they haven't made contact with us. It's because we are genocidal maniacs. Human beings as a species. Imagine them watching us all throughout history. We transitioned from using rocks to, then we made a knife. Then we're like, oh, they're very smart. Oh, look, they made a knife. Now they can cut meat, now they can cut meat easier. And, oh boy, they are using it to stab each other. Boy, oh boy. I was like, they added on a stick. They have, when we made a spear from a knife. They added on a stick. Now it makes it very easy for them to hunt. Oh my God, they are gonna, they are so advancing. Oh my God, they are using the spears on each other. Boy, oh boy. Then we changed from that to bow and arrow. Oh, then now they can just, hunt over an extended distance from a spear and a knife. That's genius. They have invented a bow and arrow. Oh my God, they are using it in war. They are killing each other. And then we invented a musket, which is a gun, basically. The early days of a gun. Boy, oh boy. And we're like, oh, look, they can hunt even easier and even faster, even more efficient. Oh. Are they using that to kill each other? And an alien right next to the fellow aliens are going, yep, absolutely. Oh boy. At this point, the aliens are asking, is there any type of equipment this species will invent that they want to find a very genius way to kill each other? And we invented electricity. We started using it for electrocution to torture the heck out of evidence. To torture the evidence out of the people that want to confess something they're most likely not guilty of. Then we invented, we discovered electricity, and then we discovered uranium. Then we realized, oh God, we can use it to generate electricity. Okay, my God. And at this point, you're wondering, I'm picturing aliens going, they're now going, oh no, they invented light. They even invented this genius way of supplying this light with energy. Oh my God, they're using that source of energy. They refined it in a way that they can annihilate each other. They can literally obliterate each other off the face of the earth. And now we are talking about artificial intelligence. You wanna bet we're gonna weaponize that too? And the now interesting thing. I decided to look into how bad AI is when it falls in the wrong hands. And the wrong hands is mostly this is something I discovered. Mostly if you look at a lot of Western sources, the wrong hands that they use in a lot of their examples are the Chinese, the Russians, and I saw China, Russia. Oh yeah, the Saudis, the Middle Eastern guys. Now this authoritarian regime in China, this authoritarian regime in Russia, this is the authoritarian regime in countries like Saudi Arabia. They are using technology in a way that is, it's showing us the dangers of this technology falling in the wrong hands. So we are just going to pretend Edward Snowden is not living in Russia because he exposed the exact same thing. Mainstream media. When we are talking about authoritarian regime, we are more often talking about Russia, Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia is more frequently, used there. I'm like, okay, look. I'm not saying the Saudis are angels. I'm just saying, if you are looking for authoritarian regimes, dear Western guys, try looking yourself in a mirror. It's not very far. The authoritarian is not very far. It's not very far. It's just that one thing I admire about the West in a way that they exercise their authoritarianism is that, first of all, they control the narrative. They actually control the definition of the word authoritarian. Now, the genius part is how they play around with technicalities. And I love technicality, so it's a bread and butter for me. So, take Guantanamo Bay, for example. This is a part of Cuba that is basically turned into, call it a torture chamber for Western countries. Now, when the Abu Ghraib torture news surfaced, it drew a very, what did they call it? They called it rendition, yeah. An exercise where, because it's very illegal to torture someone in the US. So the Americans decided to figure out a way to torture someone without having to answer to their own constitution. So they decided to outsource, like literally outsource torture. You'll find someone you don't like somewhere in the Middle East. And instead of you torturing them, you just, actually, the word torture was the first thing to be redefined. It's not torture. It's enhanced interrogation. My God, I love the West. As someone that loves technicalities, I don't know what I would do without the West. It's not torture. It's enhanced interrogation. You see? It's even better. That's like saying it's not rape. It's surprise sex. What the heck? Well, you can redefine it covering it in a lot of technical jargon. It's still rape. Bottom line is, consent was not there. No, it wasn't rape. It was surprise sex. In a way that, first of all, you did not talk to them about it, and they did not agree with it. And you forced yourself on them. You can use as much English vocabulary as you want. It's still not just illegal, also immoral. Now, back to the three-body problem. When you look at the things that I just described for the past 21 minutes, you begin to understand why aliens would just look at us and go like, yeah, I don't think we want to introduce ourselves to those ones. Now, if I was walking past someone's homestead and I saw a very beautiful girl that I wanted to ask out, and while chilling around in that, near that homestead, I see that girl kissing and insulting her father. Do you really think I will still get her phone number? Absolutely not. Because my question would be, if that's what she's saying to her father, can you imagine what she's going to be saying to me? Because, well, if you can insult your father, your uncle, your mom, I'm going there like, don't get me wrong, you're really hot, but my peace of mind, I care about that more. I really do, so no thank you. Because the thing about beauty is 5-10 years down the line, gray hair shows up when it comes to the twins, gravity takes over, and then personality becomes very important. Take personality out of the equation. When gravity takes the twins over and gray hair, Mother Nature, the second law of thermodynamics takes a toll on that physical being that you are looking at it and today and going, what's gonna happen is you start. My biggest fear is getting married and then clocking off from work and I'm scared to go home. It's Maria Spiritu Santo. I'm told there are a lot of husbands that are going through that. So I need a lot of advice on how not to get in that type of trouble. I was given advice once. I was just working, doing my field attachment, processing divorce papers. And a very pissed off husband looks at me and go like, son, never get married. I'm like, oh boy. Oh boy. Of course, I didn't say that. I had to be professional. You can imagine how much the comedian in me was begging for an excuse to just burst into a laughter. First of all, you are not supposed to laugh at someone's mystery. That's what I do as a comedian. I literally get paid to do that. Oh, 24 minutes past the hour of 11, Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, Alu Boy, December song. We'll get back to the three body problems and the Dark Forest Theory on the other side of this wonderful local gem.
No pogeri, no mano no pogeri. Sorry boss, shasho disembamos. Pushimos already pingan, no mano no geri pingan. Seguro ne metita. This is a December song. This is a December song. Oh, she came on mwena. Marofuna tango pena. Oga kongo kota sena. Tengere ni kaze. Bartele me mense. Ninungaya di feshe. Dizu ti muli penyano. Oya siste tetano. We gonna party tonight. We gonna do it the sunrise. Pashi mozo heri penyano. Mano no geri penyano. Seguro nene titano. Dire ni tuka mamaremu. This is a December song. This is a December song. This is a December song. This is a December.
December song, and it's timeless. You can listen to it this December, the coming Decembers, and you'll still be in December. And it will, you know, still feel in line with the December vibes. So, human beings, so where were we? We were on the part where I was explaining just how dumb human beings are. Actually, for the lack of a better word, and for the, actually not for the lack of a better word, it's for the sake of Karen. So, let me just dive a little deeper into why. Just why. Why I hold that point of view when it comes to human beings, my own species. One, first of all, the NASA satellites that are used to search for intelligent life, they are all facing upwards. So someone made a meme out of it saying that maybe the reasons why the satellites that we have on this planet that are searching for intelligent life, the reason why they are all pointed upwards is because there is no intelligent life down here. So clearly we looked for intelligent life here. And we were like, we looked for intelligent life here and we came up empty. So we decided, you know what? Maybe it's somewhere up there because clearly it's not here. And it actually makes a lot of sense once you think of it. Makes a lot of sense. There is no intelligence here. Zero. Absolutely zero. So when it comes to the, you know, when it comes to the dark forest theory discussion, it makes a lot of sense. For a very long time, different tribes were living in isolation and we were all scared to death of each other. So every time we ran into each other, we most likely fought than interacted peacefully. So that paranoia, I have a feeling it's literally universal.
Goeie nuus, Kimba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Kimba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Kimba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Kimba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Afrikaans, Kimba. Afrikaans, Dwight Kimba. Now, moving on. The world we live in is a dangerous one. So I totally understand the whole dark forest theory. Maybe the paranoia that we were having tribally, which we sort of like try to, we're still trying to navigate through that one, because you still have people that believe their tribe is better than other tribes. And you know what's the damn thing? The dumbest thing is that actually I totally, like, Jesus Christ. Every tribe holds that opinion. Every tribe thinks they are better than the others. Now, take that to, you know, take that on a racial level. Every race thinks they are the apex of, apex that's more negative because the apex predators, like, animals that, you know, predators that don't have, you know, that don't have predators because every animal, you know, has a predator. But apex predators don't have predators that actually threaten them in a way that other animals are. Take a whale, for example. A killer whale. A killer whale is an apex predator in the sense that it doesn't have a lot of animals that basically eats it in the same way, that, you know, and play with it in the same way that they kill sometimes for fun sharks and dolphins. So, where was I? Every race thinks they are better than others. Every tribe thinks they are better than the others. Every religion thinks they are better than the others. And every person thinks they're better than others. I'm telling you, we're really dumb. Like, really dumb. Really dumb. Is there a race that's better? Is there a race that's better than other races? Is there a tribe that's better than other tribes? Is there a religion that's better than other religions? No. No, it's not. And here's the thing. Every group of people have nice people and idiots. It doesn't matter what their skin color is. It doesn't matter what their religion is. It doesn't matter what their tribe is. Every tribe, and actually, take this from a family perspective. You know how they say that every family has one, and that's mostly used in reference to every family has that one pain in the behind, the troublemaker. Every family has one of those. Every religion has one of those. Every tribe has one of those. Actually, it doesn't for tribes and religions. You have nice white people, and you have really, 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 really dumb white people. You have nice black people and you have really dumb black people. You have nice Muslims and you have really dumb Muslims. You have nice Christians, you have really dumb Christians. It's not rocket science. But you know what? Every time I try to watch mainstream media, especially Western mainstream media, when they're talking about Christianity, they make it sound like every Christian is just this person that was sent from heaven. They only do nice things. Have you met Christians? The world was called, Britain colonized the entire world in the name of Christianity. The Spanish Inquisition. Those weren't Muslims. Are you kidding me? Those were Christians. And before Muslims starts having a good idea, make I remind you, you guys pioneered large scale, you know, economic based, industrial based, slavery. Actually, the Afrikaans word that case Afrikaans word kafir, they borrowed it from you guys. See, every religion, every tribe, every race has good people and people that are just, you look at them and wonder, why didn't the parents use a condom on this one? That's how I know I need a break. Banango ga mulikete, the way we live is so dangerous. Banango ga mulikete, the way we live is so dangerous. Come on, boy, every day I beg you to be where you are. Yeah, without you, kwasha kondia. When this obundia raso ndibona, nalipika elabu. Nobody can share again you. Kakinji gemu, daliretera mwivenyu. Banango ngamulikete, the way we live is so dangerous. Banango ngamulikete, the way we live. Omo mira bavata takutia bavani neni. Mundi etwangwi dakafa kuzika vira 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 zeni. Yeswe tina chelasi aniswe katu vira eli. Esi zike muse tine zina so dangera. Tepei avo kuimpei. Pasha kunisheke sa. The way we live is so dangerous. Banango ngamulikete. The way we live is so dangerous. Banango ngamulikete. The way we live is so dangerous. Banango ngamulikete. The way we live is so dangerous. Banango ngamulikete. The way we live is so dangerous.
And welcome back from Mulikete. The world we live in is a dangerous one. Well, it makes sense because if you ever asked yourself, why do maniacs almost always find themselves being in power? It's because, is the world, doesn't the world have nice people? There are two things. According to Lord Acton, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's problem number one. And that basically means, a lot of people are nice until they get a taste of power, because power, unfiltered power,
will corrupt most, if not all people. It doesn't matter how nice you are. Like, give, you know, if you want to test a man's character, Abraham Lincoln, if you want to test a man's character, give him power. You know, that's why, you know, that's why I still maintain to this day that, you know, all that chaos that the US keeps causing, you know, around the world, just playing cowboy and the world's police. Take the US military power strength and give it to any country and watch that country become the second United States. Just watch that country change and become more, even, you know, if not even more brutal. So, there's a reason why we came up with things like separation of powers when it comes to, you know, when it comes to national governance, is because for a very long time the power we had was just concentrated in one hands, actually in one family. You wanna know what was done with that power? A lot of very diabolical things. Lying was a significant part of it. No, that power did not only cause chaos for countries. I mean, World War One was a family feud gone wrong. So you have a bunch of families that were just, could not agree with each other. They started a war that claimed millions of lives. Jeez. So that's, welcome to human beings. And, what do we say, people? We are civilized. We have moved on from our uncivilized way. Actually, the guys that did the civilizing did the most uncivilized things to the people they were saying, you know, they were claiming to civilize. Okay. My species just never ceased to amaze me. Now, when you look at the things, when we look at how we people behave, you totally understand why I agree with that guy with a very difficult name, Liu Cixin. I totally agree with the man when he says, what if aliens, what if all forms of life that have the rational capacity that we are capable of as human beings, the most reasonable thing to do is to hide and not expose yourself to others, because what if that, the species you are exposing yourself to is, it's not rational. In a way that, once it finds out that you exist, the first thing it will do is colonize you. Oh my God, why does that sound familiar? It's because that's what we have been doing to each other for a very long time. You discover a group of people, the first thing you do is, how can I take advantage of them? That's the first thing that comes in. Oh my God, we're evil. And you know what? We're civilized, you know. We are advanced. Because we walk on to, no, we're not. When we reign for a very long time. Most of the wars that are still, that are being fought on this planet right now are based on borders. Mostly borders. And, most of those wars are coming from tribal divisions. In case you thought this was just in Africa, it was just black people. No, actually, no. It's all people, irrespective of your skin color. Take the war between Russia and Ukraine, for example. That war started because, northern Ukraine and southern Ukraine, Ukrainians couldn't agree on one thing. What's that? Where do we belong? How do we identify ourselves? Are we Russians? Are we ethnic Russians? Are we ethnic Ukrainians? Ethnic Russian speaking is, Russian speakers are the one that dominated, and I think, still dominates in northern or far eastern Ukraine. Yeah, far eastern Ukraine. And you know what happens in that case? Politicians actually turn that into a very dangerous game. So they begin to use it as a campaign, cheap political point. If you vote for me, this problem is why, you know, this is the problem that I'm going to solve. And the problem is, you won't have to deal with those people because, well, I'm on your side. And then the next administration, someone from the other side wins, and well, guess what? The pain shifts. That's Nigeria right now, as you know, unfortunately. And that has been Nigeria for a very long time, because Nigeria is somewhat divided religiously. But from all the tribal and political divisions, Nigeria is divided religiously. The northern Nigeria is predominantly Muslim. Southern Nigeria is predominantly, you know, Islam. They have really tried to make it work, by sort of like, rotating the executive branch representative. I think, you know, this administration, we are going to have a Christian, and this one, how about we have a Muslim, a Muslim. And these two religions, it turns out, this is something that I learned later on in my life, that most of them, especially the radical ones, and you'll find radical, you know, religious zealots on both sides of the religious spectrum, Muslim and Christians alike. I only learned that later on, because where I grew up with Somalians, and they were my friends. We were playing around together, just kids being kids, I'm telling you. I'm pretty sure maybe there was some type of tension between elders, but as kids, we didn't care. We were friends. Went swimming together. We did a very, you know, all kinds of dumb, childish things, you know, basically, not dumb, we were very smart, childish things that kids do all the time. We didn't care. On Sunday, I went to church. On Friday, they went to the mosque. And then throughout the week, we were just homies. It turns out when you grow up, that's the problem. Growing up, that is the problem. That's when you... Oh, actually, that makes sense. That's when you start lying. Have you realized that? Oh my God, you look very cute. No, you have spinach on your teeth. No, those are kids. Kids are brutally honest. One person I know, was in town with his very, with his little boy. And then, the father met someone, you know, an old friend they haven't met in a very long time ago. You know what the kid said? You're fat. Now, father has to play damage control. Because August's feeling has just been hurt. Now the father is just there going like, he didn't mean that in a very, you know, in any sad way. And one thing every African child knows is that, if you do something like that in public, when you get home, when you get home. I'm looking for the politically correct word. Corporal punishment. Let's go with that. Let's go with corporal punishment. I was going to go with your behind is going to be whipped big time. But let's go with corporal punishment. So, some of the reasons we hate each other as a species. The excuses we use to hate each other. Because if you ask me, they are just excuses we use to hate each other. It turns out, if there's someone that hates you, don't worry. It's not just you that hates you. It turns out there's something called self-hatred. What is self-hatred? Psychology Today, one of the go-to magazine of everything psychology. Self-hatred encompasses a continual feeling of inadequacy, guilt, and low self-esteem. Okay, you see, self-hatred is one of those type of hate that is not often talked about. But that one is a big one. I will give you let me shed some light into that. The cosmetic industry is a multi-billion dollar industry because of self-hatred. There's a lady that went viral, I think, this week, there's a lady that went viral because she had a makeup-free wedding. And my gender went like, holy cow, this is just, I mean, she just looks gorgeous. I'm not saying everyone can pull it off. I'm just saying, make you not try, make you not try. One thing I've noticed is that, people that, that have natural pretty faces, they look terrible with makeup. And I look at, I know a lot of those people. That's the problem. So every time they put on makeup, I look at them like, for the love of God, you don't need that. And then I run into them in the morning when they just got out of the blanket. I'm like, what do you look at that? She's just gorgeous. Oh boy. So this one very strong woman that went viral because she had a wedding, people. She had a wedding without makeup. God knows I cannot convince my girlfriend to do that. Otherwise, she's going to kill me. She would just laugh and actually walk away. And that's a sign that, I'm not going to tell you again. There are languages to everything. Now, let me give you an example of why languages are important before we come back to that whole self-hate. Again, cosmetic industry, multi-billion dollar industry because, of self-hate. Oh my God, I hate my nose. Oh my God, I don't like my teeth. Oh my God, I don't like the fact that my front teeth are missing. Who told you to get in a fight with a bouncer? You don't have someone, you don't need someone to explain to you that getting in a fight with a bouncer is a bad idea. First of all, have you met a slim bouncer? Because I haven't. Most of them will just, easily use you for a toothpick. So, back to the languages. Let's take a tangent break with languages. My favorite, sphere when it comes to the use of very, very slick language is the corporate world. Yo. With due respect, that's a fancy way of calling you Mumu. And what's another language that's quoted in very fancy words, but is actually someone telling you that, I'm not going to tell you again, espe my last email. Translation, in case you didn't read my last email, or in case you read my last email and did not understand it, or yeah, go back and read it again because I don't want to repeat myself. Now, because you want to be professional in way of a business lingo communication, you just go with, espe my last email. Translation, are you blind, deaf, or both? Because I said this in my last email. That's what it means. You're welcome. You are never going to read espe my last email the same again, Anya. All right, quick break. Musica break. Hello out there. Can you hear me? It's an SOS to let me be me. Can't believe this song came out 15 years ago.
I'm only human, y'all. I'm only human, y'all. Can you hear me? I'm only human, y'all. At your mercy, you'll bend your knee again. No running from the truth. As much as we pretend that it ain't what it is, then it hits CNN.
apologies to my fans and my closest friends for letting you down. I won't take you down this road again. Most of you now saying whatever. Here we go again. Vlogs, radio, and television all going in. I laugh to keep from crying through all of the embarrassment. I gotta say, you fucking haters is hilarious. How dare you sit right there and act as if you holier than thou? Point your finger now with me knocking down. Same clown that would tweet picking at my wedding on the same Twitter page and respecting. Wait a second. Hold up, my mind, my imperfections, just a fact. Remember that no mistake's too great to recover and bounce back. And when they push you down, you got to get back. And when they push you down, you got to get back. Off the dirt, off your jersey, then you go. Dumb shit, disappointed everybody I know. Try not to hold that against me though. My road to redemption has no GPS, so guess that time must be invested for this to be manifested. Yes, it's hard living life in the spotlight. Trying to dodge the hater same time as the cop light. The Bible say let he without sin cast a stone. The sinner or the one who judged him, who was wrong? Her. Yeah, he go to work, never done no drugs up until the fair. He just drink his liquor, touch his kids, beat his wife instead. Different seals, my shortcomings hit the media. Thanks to TMZ, the AJC, and Wikipedia. See the stairway to heaven while stepping down Jacob's ladder. My good outweigh the bad, God, ain't that what really matter? Nope. And matter of fact, I'm wrong, but after that, the good I done in your hood, shit, it overshadow that. Yeah, the world laughing at me for the moment, but it gonna be your turn for what's over with. Even if you so legit that you get a house with a dog and a picket fence, the people with you in, but when they turn on you, remember this. When they push you down, you got to get back. When they push you down, you got to get back. Just say, hold on, get the dirt off your jersey, then you go for the cup or the trophy of the ring champion, no matter what. Cause when you got the bill in the ring, people with you popping bottles, taking pictures, look around. Yeah, you fall down, all the haters pass the judgment. For all the wrong I've done. If y'all thought I was perfect, I apologize for being human, man. But never again, plumber, you can put my life on that. And when they push you down, you got to get back. And when they push you down, you got to get back. Get the dirt off your jersey, then go for the cup. Or the trophy of the ring, champion, no matter what. Cause when you got the bell in the ring, people put you popping bottles, taking pictures, look around. As soon as you fall down, all the haters pass the challenge me. And you can love me, either leave me. Before you judge me, just let me be me. And you can love me, either leave me. Before you judge me, see life ain't easy.
Hello out there, can you hear me? It's an SOS to let me be me. 3 minutes to the hour of 12. 3 minutes to the hour of 12, and that means I have 23 minutes to rumble, and my last 30 minutes I just like to play DJ. And let's now go through the list of why aliens won't just, even if they found us, and if I was an alien and I found and I discovered this planet, I would tell my if I was the explorer, I almost said if I was the Chris Columbus, as guy was just a colonizing jerk. If I was, let's go with Zheng He. That's my favorite guy, because he was just exchanging gifts and not colonizing the heck out of people. Now, if I was, Zheng He and I was sent to just go and explore, the world and learn more about, other type of people that are different in any type of way, and figure out ways how to interact with them. And I discovered this planet. You would never see me even saying, hi, how are you doing? No way. Because I know,
once you find out that my planet has oil, we are doomed. Once you find out that my planet has lithium, we are doomed. Then all of a sudden we are sending World Bank representatives to go and negotiate, to help them build, you see, this is the dumbest part about human beings. Even if we came across, aliens, do you have any idea what what we are most likely to do to them? You know, that thing that, a bunch of white people did to black people when they first discovered each other? Yeah, that. I see that. I see us doing that to aliens. We'll start using them for science experiments. And I'm not the only one that thinks that. Not the only one that thinks that. A lot of alien movies almost always ends up with a science lab. Let's see how they work. Really? And you know how our first encounter ended, started? Science Lab, Unit 731, Joseph Mengele. You get the picture.
Ritavazende kize, imba izwezipiri. Luekerize mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza, kwa nkufisa, hamo chualo ni mata amskavo na kare. Kana mituksirize kubona msevelezo wa imba ye, mufumane lisevelezo ze zwezipiri ze, kakulifafela mashiling alika na $36 million kakweli. Kapa, kami kwaye kutesi fafasi ye tatama, 5% machipisa, hamungo tisari kwerize talu, 10% machipisa, hamungo tisari kwerize sirela, 25% machipisa, hamungo tisari kwerize lishumiperi. Muketeri kwerizo muvata, kulimukone kukala kuikola zendeze wa imba imiswa lezi fama chipisa. Imba, toku bukaniri fasi kaufela. Mwipe kwa lisevelezo za imba kachenu, kulimukone kuikola zende kaufela.
Ipapatso ya kurekiswa hamu wa takanelo. Retang, banye ba mafilo a batu bote baba na moho wa nemo na mibia. Seno kikitiso ebo tokwa tata kutwa lefapeng la temotuo di tlhapi metsi li tlhabollo ya mmu. Tswetswe, reetsa ka kelotlhoko mme lo bolele ba lolapa la lona baagisanyi le ditsala ka molaetsa ona. Tlogela go reka gongwe go rekisa mmu wa morafe ka ntlha ya eng? Ka gonne mmu o o leng wa batho botlhe ba Namibia ke mmu wa puso mme o ka se rekisiwe ka tsela epe. Go nna le seabe mo dipuisanong dipe tse di amanang go rekisa gongwe go reka ga o ka fa molaong gotlhelele. Molao wa Communal Land Reform Act, molao wa botlhano wa ngwaga tse di kile tse pedi le bobedi, o thibela ditiro tse di ntseng jalo ka tlhamalalo. Ditlamorago tsa ditherisano tse di seng ka fa molaong tsa lefatshe, dikotlhao tsa semolao. Ba ba tlolang molao ba ka duedisiwa madi kgotsa ba tsenngwa mo kgolegelong. Go kgoreletsa kutlwano ya setšhaba, go rekisa kgotsana go reka mmu wa setšhaba go ka baka dikgotlang tsa lefatshe le dikgotlang mo setšhabeng sa rona. Se o tlhokang go se dira, se o tlhokang go se itse, lefatshe la morafe ke la rona rotlhe. Ke thoto e abelanwang e tshwanetseng go sologela molemo mongwe le mongwe. Sireletsa boswa jwa rona ka go tlotla lefatshe la rona, ka go tlotla boswa lengwe ya rona le go sireletsa tikologo ya rona. Go bega ditiro tse di seng ka fa molaong. Fa e le gore o belaela gore go na le kgwebo e e seng ka fa molaong ya lefatshe, tswetswe, begela bolaodi jwa ditso lekgotla la mmu la bommasepala kgotsana ofisi ya lefapha e e gaufi le wena. A re direng mmogo go sireletsa lefatshe la rona le re le abelanang gore dikokomana tse di tlang di le dirise. Lefapha le ka se ikarabele mo tatlhegelong ya lefatshe ka ntlha ya go rekisiwa ga lefatshe la morafe go go seng ka fa molaong. Gakologelwa, lefatshe la morafe le botlhokwa fela thata. A re le bolokeleng, le babalesegile ebile le sireletsegile mo go botlhe. Ke lebogela tirisanommogo ya lona. Molaetsa wa radio o gasiwa go ya ka thuso ya madi go tswa pusong ya Namibia le Federal Republic of Germany go ya ka tirisanommogo ya German Development Bank. Go bona tshedimosetso ka botlalo, tswetswe ikgolaganye le office ya lefapha e gaufi le lefelo la lona kgotsa office ya dikitsiso tsa setšhaba ya lefapha la temothuo ditlhapi metse le tlhabololo ya lefatshe mo nomoreng ya 061-208-7604.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Jeez, that's a long one. That was a long one. But we gotta pay the bills. And also we gotta inform you, you know, give you more information on what's taking place in your country. And also what's taking place at Eagle FM. That's, you know, that's about IMBA. So, for those of you that are getting married, how do I put this? If your boyfriend or girlfriend is out of town where you are, first of all, I understand the pain. Believe me, I understand. Second, make sure you watch their social media and make sure that there are no wedding pictures. And also familiarize yourself with AI before they start telling you, I'm not married. That was just AI. These people are after my life. You know, you are the only one for me and the one that I left at home and the one that I also met during the vacation that my wife is suspecting. And I kept telling her we're just friends. But you get the picture. Familiarize yourself with AI before someone tells you, that wasn't my wedding. You saw that? But it was live streamed on Facebook. I know. AI is getting out of hand, sweetheart. It's getting out of hand. I did not get married. Now, what's that about? Okay, what's that ring on your finger? Oh, that. No, it's AI too. Guys, why lie to me like that? Hey! I'm gonna punch you in the teeth. Not the punching type. Actually, I don't have the physical. I think I would be the punching type if I had the upper body strength. But now I don't have the upper body strength. And you know what they say, don't throw stones if you live in a glass house. Don't throw glasses if you live in a stone house. Really? Actually, if you can throw glasses if you live in a stone house. But, you get the picture. Now going straight to that self-hate because the time is just flying here now. Self-hatred encompasses a continual feeling of inadequacy, guilt, and low self-esteem. People may constantly compare themselves to others. My God, the cosmetic industry is making a killing because of that universal insecurity. It turns out if you want to make money, guys, you know that whole thing of just wake hard, wake up early in the morning, and find what a lot of people are insecure about, then cook up a good, real, or just a made-up solution. Just make sure you have enough money to sell it. And you're good to go. And you would make a killing. Find what people are insecure about. Provide a solution. Even if it's a temporary solution. Oh, people are just going to buy. You want to know something that scares me about my race, that's the human race? It's just about just how dumb we are. Sometimes I want to give us credit for being smart. And I'm reminded, again, because I like to look at global political and economic trends. All the time, I swear, all the time, I'm reminded either by the economic sphere or the political sphere about how dumb we are. Kim Kardashian decided to come up with some types of undergarment or underwear, if you wish, that is simulates the natural pubic area of a human being. In other words, she came up with an undergarment that had some types of different color of hair with it. You can just wear it and you'd feel like you haven't shaven in 10 years. And at this point, I mean, I'm looking at this thing and I'm going, can't you just grow your own hair if bushy is what you prefer? I mean, because at the end of, in my head, I'm going, like, who'd buy this? Well, they sold out. people with their natural hair down under bought underwears that had artificial hair. They could have just grown it. Nope. They didn't. They went to buy it in the shop. Now you know why it's not easy to be a comedian. I'm in the bedroom with a woman, takes off her clothes, and I see that. Oh boy, she's breaking up with me that very same day because the way I'm gonna laugh at you, eh? This whole political correctness and human rights, oh, that's going out through the window. Now, for those of you that understand that, the people that do suck, the people that are naturally sarcasm, which is what yours truly here is. Oh boy, you're not gonna like me if you don't like sarcasm. Because like I like to point out, a sarcasm is a defense mechanism. Every time that I'm pushed into a corner socially, I go straight to sarcasm and then make you laugh. In the meantime that you are laughing, I'm thinking about the proper response to give. That's a genius way of being a comedian. Sometimes you say something dumb and actually make the situation worse. And I found myself in that situation. Yeah. So, self-hate. You have the perception only in negative and ignores the positive. You know, every time that you look at yourself and just focus on the negative and forget the positive. Yeah, that's self-hate. Why does that sound familiar? Well, you can give someone 100 compliments. They will have a problem remembering one. Just give someone 100 compliments. They might even have a problem remembering who you are after 5 minutes. That's you after one insult, just one insult. And they run into you 10 years later. They still remember it. Now, what's the difference? It turns out there's an interesting human psychology behind it. Insults is part of something negative. Something negative is something that we find threatening. So it's a survival instinct that makes us engrave something negative in our minds. Something positive is not threatening. So we don't engrave it because we don't need it to survive. We don't need it to survive in the same way that we need something, we need to engrave in our mind something negative so that we can constantly remember it and see it as a threat so we can stay the heck out of it. There's just one problem. If that was true, how come you all keep going back to your ex? I mean, is evolution even true at this point? Because if he is threatening your life, isn't he like life threatening? Aren't you supposed is your primal instinct, isn't your survival instinct supposed to kick into gear and run for your life? But no. He's in a bad place. He's such a good guy. You have a blue eye. I know he's just maybe I overreacted for living. Really? No kidding. The panga was far. And he ended up punching the daylight out of you. But he was in a bad place. Yeah. Sweetheart, he wasn't in a bad place. He is your bad place. You are in a bad place. Now he's such a nice guy when he's not angry. Yeah, at least when you know what? I give up trying to advise you people. Because, when I'm doing my own scrub, no one is advising me. Let me just motivate you on this one.
Good morning, Mio. something about, just something about the way she moves. I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Say, ooh, it's something about kind of woman that wants you but don't need you. Hey, I can't figure it out. It's something about her. Cause she walk like a boss, talk like a boss, manicure and nails just like the pedicure wrong. Me proud of something about her. Something no so sexy about. Kind of woman that don't even need my help. She says she got it, no doubt. There's something about her. Cause she work like a boss, play like a boss. Car and a crib, she about to pay them both off.
I think we need one for Slay Queen. She is a Slay Queen. That's why I hate her. Nah, no one hates a Slay Queen because Slay Queens are very, 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 Slay Queens are artists because, you know, you, not everyone can master the chemical makeup of every single form, you know, of every single type of makeup and which one comes on top of which one for them to look that smoking. You have to be, I think Slay Queens are underrated. Slay Queens are chemical engineers. And also gymnastics, because if you can run in heels, oh, boy, are you good at it. Yeah. Miss Independence, that's why I love her. Moving on to self-hate. Now, speaking of makeup and all that nonsense. What causes self-hatred? The feeling of self-loathing are deeply painful, but exploring those emotions is first step towards healing. You think this species can heal? First of all, we hate ourselves, and then we project that hate out there. So that's why every time that you run into someone who is cranky and they are yelling at you, you know, especially if someone is just shouting at you and you're wondering, what did I do? I'm with you on this one. You didn't do anything wrong. they are angry at something else. Most likely themselves. They are just projecting it on you. So, no matter how powerless they look, punching them in the face will just take you to jail for nothing. Don't go to jail because of someone's useless behavior. Don't go to jail because of someone's useless behavior. Some people have given up on life. There are those of us that have a lot of things to lose, which is why we value life. We respect life. So we hold on to dear life. Some people have given up and they don't want to go alone. Therefore, they will do anything to drag you along with them. So every time when someone yells at you over something you don't know, like what I do, just walk away. Just tell them, I know you are mad. I get that. But I don't think you are mad at me. Look deep inside. That will only piss them off. That's actually my get out of jail free card. And then you can walk away. Yeah. More often they are not mad at you. They are mad at either themselves. For the most part, they are mad at themselves. And then they projected it on someone at home. And now they are taking it out on everyone. That's why, that example would have most likely got me fired. Now, beyond immediate triggers, the root of self-hatred can often be traced to environmental circumstances such as hypercritical parenting or personality traits such as perfectionism. There's one American model that actually pointed out that to me because before she did that, I did not actually get it. She pointed out during a TED talk that some of the most physically insecure people with regards to how insecure they are about their beauty are in the modeling industry. I mean, which I still have a problem wrapping my mind around to this day because the epitome of beauty is seen by those of us that are not part of the modeling industry. We see that in the modeling industry. You see all this slim body type and, society's accepted beauty standards are seen and more often drawn from the modeling industry. And it turns out those are some of the most insecure people about how they look. Which makes sense because it turns out a lot of people that are considered by society as ugly as per society's beauty standards, they're like, you know what? Well, I'm ugly. I've accepted that and I'm good with it. I know a lot of people don't do that these days, but ask short guys. Short guys, we are more secure about us than, about who we are, which is why we don't have a problem. And now, as someone who is 1.5, 3 meters, believe me, most of the girls I've gone out with have been taller than me. And when they put on heels, oh boy. Just look at them and go like, yep, she's mine. Yeah, she's mine. Thank God there are no high heels in the bedroom because, boy, that would be trouble. I'm rehabilitating myself now. Self-hate, it turns out, self-hate is a real thing. So people hate themselves, and then they start hating other tribes, they start hating other family members, they start hating other races, they start hating other religions, and that's why the best business to start is to start selling weapons. Because of all this string of hate, people will always be at war. Just sell guns. People will, there will always be someone who will want to shoot someone. So, I totally understand Lockheed Martin and General Dynamics, Booz Allen Hamilton, and Bell Boeing, and basically every weapons manufacturer. Totally understand Beretta. Boy. So, let's, I have 7 minutes to shoehorn a bunch of things in there so that I can just move on with my DJing skills, which I have perfected over the weekend. So, self-hate is one of those. And then there is a hate of relatives. And then, as if that's enough, human beings, we feed on hate. Step one, hate yourself. Step two, hate some family members. right, that's not enough hate. I need to expand this. Step three, hate total strangers that don't even know you. You have someone right now in Africa, in Namibia, that hate Chris Brown. Really? Does Chris Brown even know you? No, I just hate that guy. Even if Chris Brown knew, would he care? Most likely not. And Chris Brown is loaded and is living his life to the best of his ability, because to the best of what his money can provide, and you hate him. And then you have this Lionel Messi fans hate Cristiano Ronaldo. That's the dumbest form of hate. And you have Cristiano Ronaldo fans hate Messi. Huh? Just one question. This is your heart that you are wasting to hate someone, that you are wasting hate to hate someone who doesn't even know you and who is filthy rich. Do you have a doctor that will take care of it when it starts having heart problems? Short answer, no. Why are you wasting the longevity of your heart? I hate that guy. And as if that hate is not enough. That hate is not enough of hating total strangers. And then we turn around and hate an entire tribe. I hate Chris Brown. That's not enough. I hate my family member. That's not enough. I hate my family. That's not enough. I hate myself. That's not enough. I need more hate. Right. Right. How do I push that boundary? How do I push those boundaries? I hate that whole tribe. Why? There's this thing that they do. Did they invite you to do this thing with you? No. It's just the fact that they do it. And I hate all of them for it. They eat this type of food. That's why I hate all of them. Did they invite you to come and eat that food with them? No, they did not. So, they're just eating their food. Yes. And just for that, you hate them. Yep. That's us. And we're like, hating one tribe, that's not enough. Right. I want to hate an entire religious group. Did they invite you to worship their God with them? No. Unless you're a Christian, then, and Jehovah's Witness, and Roman Catholic. Yeah, then chances are very high you have been on a lot of people's nerves trying to convert them. I hate those people because of the God they worship. Did they invite you to go and worship their God with them? No, they didn't. So, why do you hate them? I just hate them because their God is wrong. Mine is powerful. Are you sure? No, I'm not sure. Actually, no one is sure, but I think I'm more sure than they are. The height of hubris. That, ladies and gentlemen, is us. And now you know why, if I was a diplomat, an explorer, looking for intelligent life, or aka I was an alien, and I came across this planet called Earth, believe me, the last thing I would do is stop to say hi, because I would just look at you and go like, okay, those ones are killing each other. Why though? I mean, they all have two legs. Those ones are brown, those ones are light-skinned, so... They hate each other. Okay, but these ones are all brown. Why the heck are they killing each other? Oh, no, those ones are from a different tribe. Really? For that, they are killing each other? Yep. Oh, no, those ones. Okay, but those ones are from this different tribes. Oh, no, they are killing each other because one is a man, the other is a woman. Huh? At this point, you can imagine every alien going, oh, heck no. Oh, yeah, nope. I mean, you guys are idiots. Hey, no, I'm interacting with you guys. There is no way I'm interacting with you guys, because if that's what you are doing to each other, my question is, I can't imagine what you are going to do to me. Like, I don't know if it's just me, but every time I think about long-term relationship, that's what I have in my head. Like, if I visit my girlfriend and I find out that she's kissing her father, in my head, I'm just going to go, if she's saying that to her father, Yeah. Mm-mm. There's no way she's not going to say the same thing, if not worse, to me. And again, that's the same advice I give to my ladies. If he's slapping the daylight out of his mom, what do you think he's gonna do to you? That's a genuine question though. Because more often, ladies, you people don't understand that. If he is slapping the daylight out of his mom, what do you think he's gonna do to you? No, he would never do that to me. That would never happen to me. Every victim at some point told themselves that. Unfortunately. So, some other levels of hate. Oh, DJ time is coming up. Hate other tribes. Oh no, as if religious hate is not enough. As if self-hate is not enough. At least tribal hate is not enough. At least, family member hate is not enough. No, we decided to go to skin color hate. I hate this guy because, well, he's from a different country. He's just across the border. I hate that guy. So, and then you find people that you live in the same country with. And there's the same race, like, I hate that guy because he's from that political party. I swear. Let's go through the reason, the excuses we use to hate each other. Skin color, check. You worship a wrong god, check. The thing is, I say to a Muslim, they are worshiping a wrong god, and the Muslim guy is telling me I worship a wrong god, and for that we hate each other. And then the politicians now, those ones that are vying for power, they will use any of this level of hate to bat us against each other. And when we are in the middle of fighting, they can maintain control. You can't control people that are united. You can. If you are going to be an evil villain, the first thing, the step you have to figure out is how to divide people, and then you can rule over them. Because if you can unite them, they are not very easy to rule. At least they're not, ruling in a peaceful way, and they are united. That's easy. But ruling in a way that you take advantage of them, aka you are stealing resources from them to make yourself and your cojones filthy rich. You can't pull that off if they are united. You first have to divide them. Divide and conquer. Works all the time. When they are in Europe, you tell them, you gather a bunch of white people and tell them, the reason why you don't have the resources that I stole and made me feel rich is because of those refugees and those immigrants that are also as broke as you are. Those are the people that are stealing your job. Now, here's the thing. This is why I maintain that human beings, we're just all dumb, irrespective of your skin color. Sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. We're just dumb. A politician somewhere in Europe, right now, as we speak, is telling white people that is telling broke white people, point of correction, not just all white people, is telling a bunch of broke white people that the reason why they are broke is because all the resources that's supposed to make them rich was taken over by immigrants that are also as broke as they are. And for some reason, someone is going, that makes sense. There's a lot of anti-immigration that are backed up by a lot of billionaires. Elon Musk being one of them. He addressed some of them, I think that was in London last year. And at this point, I'm looking at the people that are cheering all that movement off. It's mostly a bunch of broke white guys. And the guy that is cheering them on is Elon Musk. Elon Musk, guy that has all the resources, is telling a bunch of guys that don't have all the resources that the reason why they don't have all the resources is because of the immigrants, the people that also don't have all the resources. I'm like, oh my God, being a comedian is fascinating. So, it's like me coming into your house. And then stealing your house. And then pointing at a homeless guy and telling you that the reason why you don't have a house is because of that homeless guy. That's sleeping at your gate. That guy is the problem. Not me. No, that guy. That's the anti-immigration movement in Europe right now. A bunch of rich white guys are telling, a point of correction, a bunch of smart rich white guys are telling a bunch of dumb, poor white guys that the reason why they are dumb and poor is because of immigrants that are also maybe dumb and poor. And for some reason, that makes sense, it turns out. It doesn't. It doesn't. And it gets worse when you look at it from a just the pure social, psychological marvel of stupidity. It gets fascinating when you look at relationships. Yeah. Men think women are the problem. Women think men are the problem. And they are constantly fighting. Bottom line, they are both the problem. They both have their flaws. I'll give you flaw number one. Attention to detail, my gender. No. That's not our thing. Actually, that's our thing when it comes to things we like. That's our thing when it comes to things we like. A man will memorize a map in a Call of Duty game. Just truly here. A man will memorize the names and numbers and family members of his favorite club's soccer players and how much they make per week. Their club's history, where they came from and how much they were transferred or sold. He will memorize that. And then ask him, honey, when is our anniversary? Let me check my calendar. Wait, I married? Yes, idiot, you are married. So, hate is the reason why I'm sure aliens have found us and they just looked at how much, at how much we hate ourselves, our family members, different tribes, different races, people from different countries, people from different religions, people that are taller than us, shorter than us, fatter than us, thinner than us. We hate them all. Aliens come across that and go like, I don't think, I mean, they call themselves advanced, but, technologically, yes. Socially, no. Not even close. Yeah, not even close. Not even close. Oh, now, it's DJ time. 37 past, huh? See your life. 23 minutes left to the hour of one. So this is my, DJ sphere. So there was a time in, when songs meant, had, je ne sais quoi. That's where I'm going. Okay, Diablo. Bruno Mars, Grenade. To tell you how dumb. I'll catch a grenade for yum. I'll jump in front of a train for yum. No, I won't catch a grenade for you, sorry.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. Catch a grenade for ya. Throw my hand on a blade for ya. I jump in front of a train for ya. You know I'd do anything for ya.
That's it. That type of love is the one that Julius Malema said, you can't love someone to that extent. You gotta reach a point where you have to say, this we cannot tolerate. I jump in front of it and no. I would rather deal with a heartbreak than a bunch of broken bones and dead. Because that's what's gonna happen if you jump in front of a train. And also, mind you, the guy that sang the song is still alive. That means he didn't jump in front of a train. So, just saying. Is it just me or musicians are politicians, but, you know, with songs? Because, you just pick your favorite song and then look at the lyrics. It's a political campaign in the romantic world. Bottom line, na lie. Moving on.
Out my car, gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, yes you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade for ya. Throw my hand on the plate for ya. I'd jump in front of a train. To the same.
But dumb enough to catch a grenade for ya. That part is accurate. But dumb enough to catch a grenade for ya. You know, I'll do anything for ya.
From the very, very first time I'm my body jam, you girl. I've been because you smell nice, all the type of eyes you get. Whatever the case may be, make you don't say you got a hold on me. The girl of my dreams, so soggy. Baby, all the one possible to see you again.
My favorite part of this song is, I think I would have gotten a job in it, like this song. I'll be that guy in the background, whose sole job is to keep saying, Yulu, Yulu, Yulu. That must be nice.
Sun they shine, rain they fall, wind they blow. Girl, I think of you. Weather for two, baby, where are you? Can't you see the way that I'm missing you? You're making me the fumble, I did tumble, I did lose my mind. Tell me how to make you realize. So now you be the reason when it's strong, man, they do totally, yeah. Jai. Baby, waiting be the thing where you put for my body, yeah. That thing where they officially make me misbehave.
Like they say, a man in love and a man you support, don't give them advice. Uh-oh, I'm going to pay for that second one. Jeez. This is my mouth, oh.
Thing be the thing where you put for my system, yeah. The same thing where they normally they do me totally, yeah.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben brandneue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia-Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unseren speziellen Abonnementplänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. It's 14 minutes left to the hour of one, and this is Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour, well, of one. So I only have a very limited time to play music and make fun of that music. Someone made a video I found on social media a couple of weeks ago. The guy said something very controversial. Actually, he was just stating facts that, do you realize that most of the movies that are considered romantic movies nowadays are all based on infidelity? It's about cheating, 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 and cheating. Left, right, and center. Most of the romantic movies, Titanic, cheating. There's an arranged marriage in the situation that they're dealing with. Bottom line, cheating. A lot of infidelity. In a lot of these movies. 365 days. Anyone that have seen that movie knows that, well, that's an easy way to go to jail. That's kidnapping. It's just that things are different, people. The guy that kidnapped the woman is rich, so it's a very nice movie. Very romantic. If that guy was broke, boy oh boy, that would be a documentary. 50 Shades of Grey. If that guy was broke. That would have been a domestic violence. That would have been a domestic violence awareness campaign movie. But because the guy is loaded, he's very romantic. Oh, look at her, how he ties her down and he's whipping her. It's so invigorating. Really invigorating. What now? But anyway, it turns out music is not very different. Listen to this.
Welcome to Nellyville, where all newborns get a half a meal. Sons get sedan to Ville, soon as they can reach the wheel. And all this time is the size of the age. Oh, yeah,
get one third, 2 years get two thirds.
Even when I'm with my boo, why the heck did you marry him? Even when I'm with my boo, all I think about is you. First of all, we need a different, okay, we need, how do I put this? We need, you know, like a polar opposite of this, you know, a polar opposite of this song. One that goes, even when I'm with my wife, all I think about is you, my Camporoto. Nothing comes to someone said, no one lies like a married man trying to hit on a woman. They know that woman knows that they are married. We're only together for the kids. I married her, but I love you. Yo, these guys, no wonder. Okay, actually, it's the same demography that dominates the political sphere. So no surprises there. So back to the music. Before I say something else.
No matter what I do, all I think about is you. Even when my boo, you know I'm crazy about you. I met this chick and she just moved right up the block for me. And she got the hots for me, the finest thing I've ever seen. But oh no, no, she got a man and a son though. Oh,
she got a man. He knows. Now, this is one thing, or one of those things that reminds me, one of the dumbest questions to ever be asked on social media, basically in human history. Who cheats the most, men or women? They both cheat. Now, I know more often that debate is coming from a heterosexual dating pool. Who cheats the most, men or women? When a straight man is cheating, who is he most likely to cheat with? A straight woman or lesbian if he gets lucky. It's a straight guy thing, you won't understand. But anyway, moving on. Let's not get distracted. There's someone asked, can you, like a very dumb question on social media. Why are straight men obsessed with lesbians? Like, as a straight guy, I'm looking at that and listening like, the name one thing that a lesbian has that a straight woman doesn't. Explain to me the difference, minus the sexual orientation part. Explain to me the difference between a straight woman and a lesbian. Nada! And last time checked, the first lesbians I ran into are just smoking hot. Worked with a few, which is very annoying because they are like, seriously, did you really have to be... At least be ugly, Baba, because it's a comedian thing, you understand. So, which is the most between men and women? In a heterosexual dating pool, if there's cheating involved, you better believe both genders are represented. So, when someone say who cheats the most between men and women, I'm like, was that man cheating with a cow? Because that's not cheating, that's serious mental health problem that we're dealing with. You're supposed to be making beef out of it. Not... Okay, for the sake of my sanity and yours, let's go back to the music, shall we?
When that's okay, cause I wait for my cue and just listen. Play my position like a show star. Pick up everything, mommy, and then in no time, I better make this with him mine. And that's for sure, cause I never been the type to break up a happy home. But there's something about baby girl, I just can't leave alone. Tell me, what's it gonna be? She said,
you don't know what you mean to me. All I think about is you.
Now, how many of you thought this was a romantic song? That was very romantic. You even send it to your girl. That was a dumb idea. You were giving her ideas on to say that to someone, no matter what I do, the idiot that sent me this song doesn't mean more to me than you do.
And you looking, I never say a word. I know I thought I can trip and I heard about the girls.
There's no way, hey,
nothing gon' fight over nothing. As you can see, but I like your steeze, your style, your whole demeanor. The way you come through and holler and swoop me in his two-seater.
Now that's gangsta,
and I got special ways to thank you. But don't you forget it, but it ain't that easy for you to back up.
I said, this is my favorite song. Actually, that I like to make fun of. Another one is coming next. It sounds very similar to that in terms of infidelity. The nerves of using my car to pick up my competition. Some of you people, there must be a place that is worse than hell that you all are going to. That's if you are Christian. If you are Muslim, I don't know what the equivalent of that would be. But moving on.
They got ties for different reasons. I respect that. And right before I turned to leave, she said,
"You don't know what you mean to me."
Come on.
Running around with someone's girlfriend or someone's wife is very fun, really fun and exciting. Until someone is running around with yours. Hey, yeah. Someone go pour you water. Someone go pour you water. For some reason, it's good when you're doing it. I mean, you just be there like, yeah, this is exciting, this is awesome. But when it's done to you, that's when you're like, oh, so it hurts this bad. Again, human beings, selfish to the core. The advice when it comes to my favorite relationship advice is that if you and I are neighbors and I tell you, my very good neighbor and my girlfriend or wife, that I'm going out of town and you happen to run into me at temperature, then you are also out of town. Let's not complicate things here. Thank you very much. If I said I'm in Maldives and you find me at Brewer's Market, you are also in the Maldives. Let's have fun. If I tell you I'm in Dubai and you find me at Chicago's, you are also in Dubai. Again, life is very simple. I don't even know why we complicate life. It's very simple. Mavado.
Oh, you give it all to me.
Mavado.
How are you giving it up to me?
Sometimes it's in a bad man like you see.
We the best.
You are telling me about your time for your fool. Party till the sun comes up, till the sun goes down. Turn up the sound. Bad girls all around. Go so around like an English pound. Like a dog me around. Like a dog to a bone. No long talk on the phone like a Benz with chrome. You see me turn my own so bad. Oh yeah, give it up to me. Give it up to me. Get it in. Oh my God, I know what's in the movie. The movie. In my pain, in my steer, in my what's like movie. Movie. You are telling me about now, I can't feel the movie. So movie.
Hey, yo, Movado, tell him like a shot. Hello. Tell him say we straight, arrow. Tell him the floor tight, narrow. Everything man did I start, then borrow. Who's up? Link my dudes up. Okay. The coupe black and blue, yup, it's bruised up. I'm like, who's up? Girls is used up. Okay. These bitches is my sons, I tied my tubes up. Tell him to get mud up. Toast is oozed up. I hit up Instagram, post some nudes up. Bonfire, rub it, pop a wheelie. Caribbean girls run it, ass read it.
And welcome back. It's just 1 o'clock on the dot. Now that is the time, you know, this is the time when I say goodbye and, we meet again in 2026 on Mind the Gap. In 2025, we still have a couple of days to go. That is, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. So, we're still in the middle of a festive season. A lot of excitement and a lot of activities. Just, watch where you're going and, especially if you're driving. Assume everyone is drunk. That's the best driving advice I've been given. Until then, y'all have a good one. Stay blessed.